Well, after what seemed like endless pageantry last night on CBS television, the U.S. Open finally began in earnest. That's the sound of Roger Federer in his first round match last night. The U.S. Open tennis tournament is underway here in New York, and Serena Williams is not going to be a part of it. Justine Henin not going to be a part of it. But who are the leaders, and what should we watch for in the tournament as it begins late summer? Diane Pusin, a L.A. Times sports columnist, joins us from the Grand Hyatt Hotel in New York, and I gather you're getting ready to commute out to Queens to cover the tournament in earnest. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, everybody.
Help me out with two things. I mean, I want to talk about Rafael Nadal in a moment, but on the women's side, the pronunciation of the new people who are really the power hitters outside of the Williams sisters and Justine Henin, who aren't going to be in at least Serena's not going to be in. Give me a sense of who I need to be paying attention to on the women's side, and help me with their names.
Well, I think maybe this could be a shot for Sharapova to get back on the top. She's struggled since she had her shoulder surgery a couple of years ago, but she's played well suddenly this summer, and without Serena in the way, I could see Maria maybe doing a little damage this summer.
Would you say she's a favorite?
If you're looking for a dark horse, Svetlana Kuznetsova has had some success before winning the Open, and she was playing with some confidence this summer also.
That's Svetlana Kuznetsova.
Yes.
All right, that's good. All right, that was the first time I've tried to pronounce that. How did Melanie Udine, the young American who was really a big hit last year, do?
Well, she won yesterday in straight sets pretty easily, but it's going to get anything but easier for her as the draw goes on. It's hard to see her having the same kind of success she had last year.
What is the significance of Serena in these sort of mysterious circumstances being out of the U.S. Open this year?
Well, I think it gives just about everybody a chance to win. I mean, it's hard to pick a winner right now. None of the women other than Serena have stepped forward and, you know, grabbed this tournament or any tournament by the throat and said, this is mine, so we'll see. I think it gives Sharapova an opening a little bit.
Well, let's look on the men's side. Roger Federer may be reaching his peak, a legendary run with the U.S. Open 5-year winning streak. But it's all about knees on the hard courts at the U.S. Open. And can Rafael Nadal really pass this test?
Well, he made a conscious change to play a few fewer tournaments in the summer, knowing that he's always come to the Open beat up somehow with nagging injuries or tired or, you know, having come off of the Olympics. So I think he tried to play a little less this summer and come in here, and he has, pretty much healthy and ready to go. So we'll see if this works for him.
So you view the fact that he took time out this summer as a chance that this really means a lot to him. This Grand Slam title that has eluded him really means a lot.
Yes, I think it does. He's got at least one of all the other three, and you cement a certain spot in greatness in tennis if you've got all four of the slams at some point in your career. Agassi was the last guy to do it, and I think there's only seven total. So, yeah, I think he would very much like to get one of these Opens.
And Djokovic?
Hard to picture him winning the whole thing. He's seeded third, he is, but he doesn't do well in the hot weather, and he's going to have to play a couple of matches anyway in really heavy conditions.
Well, it's going to be tough. Andy Roddick won his first round on his 28th birthday yesterday. Diane Pusin covering the U.S. Open tennis tournament from New York. L.A. Times sports columnist. Thanks so much, Diane.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.